Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm.
There's this idea floating around on Twitter that comes from Randy Zuckerberg, where she says that you've got to pick three out of the following five things to focus on in your life. There's work, family, friends, fitness, and sleep. And so Randy Zuckerberg says you can only really focus on three of those five things. And at first glance, I found this idea just so objectionable. I did not like the notion that you can only pick three out of those five things, that you can focus on three at the neglect of two. I mean, it just doesn't sound right to me. I don't like the idea of picking three out of those five things. I think they're all essential to leading, you know, well-balanced, wholesome, enjoyable, happy life. But when I think about it some more, I think it really comes down to expectations. That she's right at one level that you can only have high expectations in three out of those five areas. And the other two, you have to kind of maintain the status quo or, you know, just kind of settle for a lower result or a lower level of engagement. And I think it's a good exercise to think through in terms of what are your three out of the five. And if I think through my answer to that question, I would start by looking at which ones I just under no circumstances am I willing to compromise on. And the first one out of that list that comes to mind is family, right? I'm not going to compromise on family. I'm not going to neglect my family. My family is the most important thing in my life. My wife, my kids, my parents, my siblings, you know, extended family. I mean, but primarily immediate family. I mean, that's my focus. That's my priority. That's why I do what I do. That's not something I'm ever going to compromise on. So that's number one, family. Second out of that list, I would say is sleep. I'm not one of those people that can function on little sleep. And I think people that even can function on little sleep are ultimately, they're harming themselves in the long term, even if they don't realize it. But regardless, I'm not one of those people that can sleep, you know, 5 hours a night and just get by and be functional. I need a good night's sleep to be able to get up in the morning and be rested and rejuvenated and to be able to, you know, own the day and do my best work. So if I don't get my sleep, I'm a zombie and everything else suffers. So I'm going to say sleep is number two. And the third I'm going to say is fitness, because I don't want to be that guy that's at the office all the time and working all the time and is too busy to take care of himself. I was that guy, frankly, a year ago. I was that guy. And throughout my 20s and the earlier part of my 30s, I was that guy. I've recently made a change. Now I'm going to kickboxing classes 2 to 3 times a week and trying to work out from home at least a couple of times a week on top of that. And so for the first time in a really long time, I'm taking my health very seriously. And I'm seeing the benefits of that across the board. Better sleep, better work, better kind of cognitive abilities. I mean, it's really been a dramatic change for me. So I'm not willing to compromise on that either. So that's number three. So my top three are family, sleep, and fitness. Now, to me, work comes as a close fourth. And it's not to say that work isn't important to me, but I think work is something that has to be contained. So I just don't fundamentally agree with the idea of working more than 8 hours a day or 40, maybe 50 hours a week. I just don't think it's effective. I think that if you're at the office for more than 8 hours, then the returns are diminishing anyways, and you might as well be spending that time with family, with friends, at the gym, resting, rejuvenating, and energizing yourself for the next day. I think if you really put in a good, honest, hard day's work and you're there for 8 hours, and not 8 hours is a hard and fast rule, maybe it's 8 or 9 hours, maybe it's 10 hours sometimes, but to average out around 8 or 9 hours a day, if you're really giving that your best effort, that is plenty of time to do what you need to do, whether you're a business owner or not. And I think a lot of people think that, well, as business owners, we have to make exceptions and we have to be willing to work longer hours and put in the time. And sometimes that's true, don't get me wrong. But I think as an average, it shouldn't be the norm. you shouldn't be doing that all the time. Sometimes you have to, sometimes you can pull back and put in less time, but you shouldn't be burning the candle at both ends all the time. That's a recipe for disaster. And if you're doing that, then I think you're really doing something wrong. There's something wrong with the way you're managing your business, managing your team, working with clients. There's something wrong. Maybe you're not charging enough money. I mean, it's just that's a telltale sign that you need to make some changes in your business. So work to me is not that it's not important, but it's one of the areas where you really need to put a cap. You need to put a cap on your time. I need to cap the amount of energy you expend at work and on work. I think of it as kind of like it's like that weed in your backyard where it starts growing a little bit and you're not too worried about it. But you don't really attend to it. And then eventually, before you know it, it spreads all over the backyard and it's an uncontrollable, unwieldy mess. And that's what can happen when you let work go untethered and uninhibited. It just takes over your life. And as entrepreneurs, we have this tendency to really get consumed by our work. That's what makes us entrepreneurs. And pretty soon, if you don't control that work, it'll just take everything over and then everything else in your life will suffer. So I think you've got to put a lid on it. You got to put a cap on it. You got to control it and make it work within the time that you have, the 8 or 9 hours a day, the 40 or 50 hours a week. You make that work. Last one is friends. I think friends depends on where you're at in life. I think, you know, for me now with family and work, I mean, friends is certainly less of a priority. It's not going to make my top three anytime soon. I think it's unhealthy to not have a social life at all. I think you have to have some elements of a social life in your, you know, throughout your week and throughout your months. But it's not a priority for me. So for me, it's, you know, if I see friends, you know, once a week on the weekends for lunch or for dinner or for brunch or something, then that's fine. Like that's the extent of my interaction with friends. So those are my top three out of the five. So again, the five are work, family, friends, sleep, and fitness. Think through what your top three are. Feel free to cheat like I did. I picked 3.5. But I think just thinking through that process is instructive, and it'll help you kind of realign your priorities and decide very deliberately and intentionally what's important to you right now.
Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.